I'm Katie Gilkey with Colorado Ag Today. Mountain States Lamb Cooperative Chairman Frank Moore of Douglas, Wyoming, says the cooperative includes 140 ranching families from across the West.
Certainly, we have a great story, and we have the story that the people seem to want. I think we need to do a better job of marketing ourselves as that family of ranchers. It's kind of hard. Sometimes it gets lost in the mix. You're trying to sell a family story on a nationwide basis, and it's a little harder to do than it is locally.
The cooperative purchased the lamb plant in Greeley in November of 2015 and had purchased the fabrication operation portion earlier in 2008. Moore shares,
"Well, we finally got control of the whole thing. Now it's our responsibility. Well, the problem is now it's our responsibility. What we found out is that there's a lot to it, and just because we have control of the whole thing doesn't mean it's going to be any easier. Now every decision we make has ramifications all the way through, which it always has, but we've always been able to blame somebody else when things don't go quite the way you think they're going to. It's working. We're very pleased with the addition of the lamb plant. The co-op has been a success story, and we expect it to stay a success story."
He adds that wool prices have remained good. That's Colorado Ag Today. I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.